This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held wide-ranging talks with his Malaysian counterpart Anwar Ibrahim in Kuala Lumpur yesterday. The talks covered political, defence and security cooperation, trade and investment, the digital economy, energy, education, tourism and regional issues. On the second and final day of Prime Minister Modi's visit to Malaysia, the two sides committed to work on 16 agreements and engagements across different sectors, including disaster management, audio-visual co-production, combating and preventing corruption, and semiconductors. The Prime Minister, who was on his third official visit to Malaysia and his first since ties were elevated to a comprehensive strategic partnership, highlighted that cooperation between India and Malaysia is growing and both sides will deepen collaboration in artificial intelligence, semiconductors, health and food security.
हम अपने युवाओं के बीच यूनिवर्सिटी एक्सचेंज, स्टार्टअप कनेक्ट और स्किल डेवलपमेंट के अवसर भी बढ़ा रहे हैं। हमारे बढ़ते संबंधों को सपोर्ट करने के लिए हम मलेशिया में नया कॉन्सुलेट भी खोलने जा रहे हैं।
Prime Minister Modi also said India remains committed to ASEAN centrality and congratulated Malaysia on its chairmanship of ASEAN. The India-Malaysia joint statement released after the talks reaffirmed the commitment of both sides to further expand the comprehensive strategic partnership. The two leaders agreed to enhance trade and expand cooperation in priority sectors including infrastructure, renewable energy, advanced manufacturing, semiconductors and digital technologies. The joint statement also noted the formalization of the Malaysia-India Digital Council to advance cooperation in the semiconductor ecosystem, digital public infrastructure, cybersecurity, artificial intelligence and fintech. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has returned to New Delhi after concluding his two-day successful visit to Malaysia. The Election Commission has clarified that the permanent resident certificate is one of the admissible eligibility documents under the ongoing special intensive revision of electoral rolls in West Bengal. In a letter to the West Bengal Chief Electoral Officer, the Commission said that domicile or permanent resident certificates in West Bengal are issued in accordance with the state government letter dated 2nd of November 1999 and subsequent orders issued thereunder. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated his Japanese counterpart Sanae Takaichi for her victory in the elections to the House of Representatives. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that the special strategic and global partnership between the two countries plays a vital role in enhancing global peace, stability and prosperity. Mr. Modi expressed confidence that Takaichi's able leadership will take India-Japan friendship to greater heights. Thailand's Prime Minister Anuttin Charanvirakul has claimed victory in parliamentary elections after television projection showed his Bhumja Thai party winning by a clear margin. The vote was a three-way contest between the Reformist People's Party, Charanvirakul's conservative Bhumja Thai party and Phu Thai backed by the influential Shinawatra family. The Central Water Commission, CWC, will organise a one-day stakeholders workshop on flood forecasting services and guidelines for the preparation appraisal of flood management, detailed project reports in New Delhi today. The Jal Shakti Ministry has informed that the workshop will focus on sharing the CWC's existing services and new initiatives with all stakeholders and seeking their feedback to strengthen centre-state coordination. The ministry added this coordination will help flood forecasting preparedness, flood management planning and forecasting. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast dense to very dense fog in Uttar Pradesh today. The weather agency has also predicted dense fog over coastal Andhra Pradesh, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal and Uttarakhand for the day. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, host Sri Lanka beat Ireland by 20 runs in the Group B match in Colombo. And in shooting, India's Arjun Babuta and Elavanil Velaviran set a world record and championship record on their way to winning the gold. And that is the end of this news bulletin.